Tens of thousands of people are expected to turn out today for two of the horse racing industry's biggest money-making events, Sydney's Everest and Melbourne's Caulfield Cup. But as racegoers enjoy the spectacle, the fate of thousands of former racehorses has been called into question following an ABC investigation this week revealed alleged mistreatment at a Queensland abattoir. There was evidence too of New South Wales horses being sent to a knackery in violation of the sport's official policy in that state. It's prompted calls for better accountability of what happens to horses bred specifically for the racing industry. But some in the business say cradle-to-the-grave tracking of horses would be difficult to police. Bridget Fitzgerald has more.
Come on in.
Kate Ingham is taking her horse Tully for a lap of her property southeast of Perth. She's loved horses ever since she can remember.
Every little girl wants a pony, right? And my parents were separated at the time, so I thought I'd try to play the two of them off against each other. Whoever got me a pony got to have me live with them.
Her passion has persisted. In between full-time work, Kate Ingham takes on ex-racehorses and retrains them, either for equestrian events or for selling them to new homes. She says she's never seen any evidence of mistreatment of thoroughbreds in her home state, but she found the footage of horses being led to slaughter in Queensland and New South Wales, aired on the ABC's 7:30 program, extremely hard to watch.
I'll be honest, it's obviously quite upsetting and it's quite confronting, and I think that you're just not a human being if seeing something like that doesn't make you feel uncomfortable in some way.
Is there any part of you that has thought about how that can happen?
Yeah, I would suggest it's very much downstream from the racing industry. There is a lot of regulation and a lot of oversight when they first transition off the track. The people who are transitioning on them have a lot of care for them, so they want to make sure they go to a good home. That doesn't mean that in a year's time they're still in that home, and then you've got the downstream effects of where they've actually ended up.
Racing Australia says it has no responsibility for horses once they've left the industry. But it's conceded there needs to be better traceability. Horse trainer Rebecca Brown agrees.
Bit like changing a car over registration. Simple, it's not that hard.
Based at Gillaby on the New South Wales Central Coast, Rebecca Brown estimates she's retrained more than 500 retired racehorses. She says tracking the horse for life would put the onus of responsibility onto the current owner.
You've got to be careful because people can sell themselves and lie. Some horse dealers come and they're just looking at a quick buck. So that upsets me because all mine are like my babies.
And back on her property in Western Australia, Kate Ingham warns against placing too much blame on the racing industry alone.
It is the downstream effects, so it's probably broader than just the racing industry. But whatever we do, I would caution the regulators to be careful how they regulate, because sometimes it can just create unnecessary burden and it can be financially expensive in an industry that's already sensitive to the costs of running horses.
The Queensland Government will launch an investigation into the abattoir responsible for the alleged mistreatment of horses, while New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro says his government will look into allegations of ex-racehorses being killed.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.